Back on the Chad Easty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, continuing our Election Day show, where we have the candidates in most of the statewide races coming on the program. Joining me right now to discuss his runoff race in the Republican primary, running for Attorney General here in the state of Texas, Ken Paxton. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Paxton. How are you?
I am doing well. It's a very exciting day for us. We're looking forward to 7 o'clock tonight.
I'm sure you are, and I'm sure just about everyone out there is looking forward to this runoff, all these runoff races being done, and looking forward to the general election. I just want to spend a little bit of time on, because you keep getting attacked by your opponent on this Texas securities deal. And he wrote a piece recently. You both wrote pieces for the Texas Tribune, and he addressed it again, spent a lot of time. And the people who, it seems like, say, I don't know if I'm going to vote for Ken Paxton, one of their main reasons is this issue. Tell folks, I guess, when it comes to this federal prosecution, you know, that the Dan Branch campaign says that you could be up for federal prosecution because of this. Tell folks a little bit, you know, to relieve their fear on this, and then also why you don't think this is as big of a deal as the Branch campaign is making it out to be.
Yeah, this is a state issue, which we resolve very quickly. The reason my opponent wants to talk about this is because he doesn't want to talk about his record over the last 12 years versus my record. So he keeps coming back to this issue because it's the only thing he has. But we have no federal liability. We have our issue is with the state. We resolved it. It's taken care of. And he wants to focus on that rather than his record of, you know, voting for third trimester abortions and driver's license for illegals and pushed through legislation that would have required that, you know, our conservative organizations would have to disclose their donors but would have protected unions from doing the same. So, you know, if I had his record, I'd try to focus on something like this as well. But it's our issues resolved. His issues are not.
Visiting with Ken Paxton, running for Texas Attorney General, what are your goals? If elected Attorney General, you see that, you know, Greg Abbott has had a huge, huge impact on the state of Texas. What will be your goals going forward as Texas Attorney General if elected?
Well, I can tell you, you know, I've been in the Senate and the House for the last 12 years, and one of the major changes that I've noticed is that when Obama came into office, all of a sudden we started having to deal with the federal government at every turn. And my concern when Abbott left was that there wouldn't be anybody running that would stand up and continue that fight. And when I saw who was running, I decided that I had to get into the race, because if we don't have somebody strong in that position continuing what Abbott did, then I think we're in trouble, not just as a state, but as a nation, because Texas is the key state economically and politically, and our survival economically and our survival as a Republican state is critical to the entire nation. And so we need an attorney general who's going to take that fight and who's not afraid to be a conservative, who's not afraid to stand up and fight. There's no doubt that if you look at my 12 years versus my opponent's 12 years, you'll see a significant difference both in our willingness to fight and secondly, my conservative record versus his more liberal record.
Well, and I've asked you this before, and we didn't have a lot of time to talk about it. What are some of the issues you think going forward that the attorney general in this state will have to deal with?
Well, there's going to be many. I know that, you know, we passed our pro-life bill this summer. We're going to have to defend our ability to protect the unborn. Our marriage laws are under assault that I was involved in passing in 2005, and that the people of this state were involved in passing a constitutional amendment. And other attorney generals in other states have failed to defend their own state's laws protecting and defining marriage between the man and the woman. We're going to have to fight the EPA at every turn because they continue to try to use different regulations to affect different industries in our state, and particularly the oil and gas industry. And so whether it's that or, you know, voter ID, which I've been intimately involved with since I've been in the legislature, and that's an important issue that we've been able to pass and that we've been able to implement successfully in this state, and now we're being sued again by Eric Holder and the Obama administration because, frankly, it creates fair and free elections, and they don't want fair and free elections in our state.
You have received numerous endorsements from Tea Party groups, conservative politicians out there. You have, and it seems like everyone in every race out there is making conservatism a big issue. Why is that so important in the AG's race?
Well, you're right. I have been endorsed by almost every single conservative group, every single conservative leader in the state. And I think the reason that matters is because the framework that you come to make decisions, whether it's in the legislature or office, or whether it's in the attorney general's office, really matters. And I think you can, the examples that I point to are Virginia and California, where their attorney generals decided, hey, even though the citizens of the state passed legislation that defined marriages between a man and a woman, they decided not to defend that legislation. And so the type of person and the framework that you come to this job really matters.
Visiting with Ken Paxton, Republican candidate for Texas Attorney General. With the Texas Tribune, under their Trib Talk section, you wrote, when it really counts, Branch cannot be trusted on the Second Amendment. What do you mean by that?
He's just never been strong. He's behind the scenes. He's never really helped us push legislation through. You can talk to Steve Toth, who is a state rep from the Woodlands area. He was trying to get Branch to help him in the House on some Second Amendment legislation, and Branch refused to help him. And that's been the history that I've seen, not just with Second Amendment issues, but all kinds of conservative issues. We've never had his help. He'll sometimes vote for it once it gets to the floor, but we have to get it around him, including pro-life legislation. He's usually behind the scenes trying to stop those type of issues from getting to the floor. And if you remember, he, along with 11 other Republicans, sided with 65 Democrats to take over the House. As a result of that, he and Joe Strauss have blocked conservative legislation for the last 6 years. And typically the only way that we get it through is the governor calls a special session. Otherwise, the Democrats control the House, and Branch has his chairmanship, but we can't get our conservative legislation oftentimes through the House because of his position and his relationship with the Democratic Party.
Something that your opponent, Dan Branch, will bring up, I'm sure he'll be on the program a little bit later on, and he's brought it up before. He wrote about it in the Trib Talk opinion piece, was that he claims that you are not fit to serve as Attorney General, and that he has said on this show that you would not be qualified to serve in the Attorney General's office. What do you want to say to that?
I think that's ludicrous. I mean, I've been practicing law for over 20 years. I went to one of the best law schools in the country, University of Virginia. I probably put many more hours in practicing law than he does. He's more of a rainmaker for real estate deals than he is a practicing attorney. I, on the other hand, have been practicing law and spending about 40 to 60 hours a week for the last 22 years, other than when I'm in session or on a campaign. But other than that, that's how I make my living. I practice at large firms. I practice at Fortune 100 companies. I practice at small firms. Now I have a small firm with a couple of partners, and we've been running our own practice for over a decade. So that's a nice thing for him to say, but totally untrue.
Visiting with Ken Paxton, Republican candidate for Attorney General. Ken, I want to give you about 2 minutes here just to tell folks why they need to get out and vote for you and the difference between you and your opponent.
Look, you know, several years ago, Barack Obama was elected because he sounded good. People liked the way he looked. He was charismatic, but they didn't look at his record. And if they would have looked at his record, they would have found that he was the most liberal senator in the U.S. Senate. And what I would encourage people to do is look at the record. If they look at my record and my opponent's record, you'll see that we've been there the same amount of time. We voted on the same issues, and yet we come down very different on social issues and fiscal issues. As a matter of fact, Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, even with my opponent knowing that he's running for attorney general, I scored 100% on their scorecard. He scored 58. He's been the author of one of the largest tax increases in the state, one that I fought called the franchise tax. He's voted for massive increases in spending, which he did this time. The budget increased 26%. I voted against it because I thought it was out of control spending, and that's been typical. And so I would just encourage your listeners, the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. No matter what people run as in a Republican primary, past behavior is the best indicator of future behavior. And if people will look at that, they will see a significant difference. If they want a conservative, I'm their guy.
Visiting with Ken Paxton. Ken, before I let you go, and I just thought I was going to let that be the final deal, but I have one more question for you. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram, they had endorsed your opponent, but at the end of their endorsement, I don't know if you saw this or not, they said, whoever wins, we hope that they will stick to basically looking after the state instead of suing the federal government as much as Greg Abbott has, something to that effect. when you read something like that, to me it read as a slam against Greg Abbott. When you look at the job going forward, do you think that you will be as active in suing the federal government, if it's needed, of course, in suing the federal government as Greg Abbott has been?
Well, let me just say this. First of all, I got all the conservative endorsements. He got the endorsements of most of the more liberal papers in the state. But I will say this. I think what Greg Abbott has done was critical, and I intend on continuing it. We don't know all the issues we're going to have to deal with, but 10th Amendment and defending state sovereignty and our ability to continue to be prosperous as a state and have our form of government run our state the way we want is critical, in my opinion, to our way of life. And if Texas doesn't do that, I think it dramatically impacts the entire country.
Ken Paxton, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As always, I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That's Ken Paxton, Republican candidate for Attorney General. Hey, I'll be honest. At the end of that article, when they said, when they had the slam against Greg Abbott at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, I wouldn't want their endorsement after that. I mean, you go through and it says all these nice things about Dan Branch, and at the end of it, they go against Greg Abbott. I mean, if you're Dan Branch, you probably went, oh, man, that's not good. I don't want to be aligned with this paper right now. I don't want to be aligned with this editorial board. I don't know if it's a, if I was Ken Paxton, maybe I would have touted not endorsed by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And we're proud of that since they slammed Greg Abbott. The election continues and it's going to be, low turnout. We know that. Joining me in the next, half hour, we'll visit with Dan Patrick, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. And a little bit later on in the show, I'll be making my predictions as to who I think will win. I think it'll be a very good night for the Tea Party, the conservative, more conservative candidates that are out there in this field. And you have sort of seen in different mailers and in different things posted, in a way, a ticket that has been out there between Republicans, where you have all the conservative candidates, the really, really conservative candidates, all lumped together, and then the more, maybe you could say, moderate candidates lumped together as well. It's been interesting watching that develop. When we come back, scheduled to visit with Dan Patrick, candidate for lieutenant governor here in the state of Texas.